Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gene, what do you think of this so far today?
This is great. I mean, it's just like the first one that we had, and it's progress and information to the public, and we're getting there. Hopefully, this is going to be completed by the end of next month, and we'll have a finished product for everybody.
What are you hoping this development plan, you know, brings to Orchard Park socially and economically? What are you hoping for?
Well, you know, you have to look at it in a long-range way. You know, what we see on opening day in 26 is not what it's going to look like 5-10 years from now. And my vision 5-10 years from now is like some of the other stadiums that we have in the NFL, like Green Bay and so on. It's going to be built up all around. There's going to be shops. There's going to be hotels. And we have to be careful how we zone things so that it is conducive to what developers want to do. And I'm hoping that it'll be more family-friendly than our current stadium. And across the street where the old stadium is in the beginning is going to be parking. But I think down the road they're going to realize how valuable that land is, and it's probably going to be something totally different 5-10 years from now. And I'm hoping that it'll be a family-friendly area where there's shops, there's restaurants, but also a kind of a mini amusement park for the younger kids, you know, and the families that don't want to be involved in the tailgating scene, and then don't want to be stuck in traffic, so there's a place to go while the traffic, you know, thins out a little bit. So a couple pedestrian bridges across Abbott Road, and Abbott Road between Southwest Boulevard and 20A shut down during the game, so it can be just first responders. I have a lot of thoughts in my head, but we'll see 10 years from now what it really looks like.
Yeah, I know places like Titletown, Patrick Place, have been thrown out there.
Yeah.
One thing that I've had conversations with a lot of folks here is they still want to keep it Orchard. Still want to have that twist on it. Yeah. How important is that?
Oh, I mean, I spent 8.5 years on the planning board before I got started on the town board, and I'm a civil engineer, and I have a planning background and so on, but I moved here because of the school system and because of the quality of life here, and I was trained, in my opinion, the proper way, and that is controlled growth and not just sprawling, and that the other avenue, which you know, we've had the word moratorium on residential homes, and people don't realize, and people that make that comment, what I did was last fall I went back 32 months, and before COVID we were averaging over 80 homes a year. In that 32 months we were averaging 2.5 homes. That was after COVID. And we still haven't recovered to those numbers. And housing is, for our younger generation, it's tough. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and He and his fiance have been looking for over a year to try to find an affordable home that is not going to be a project, you know. So,
when you say end of the month, what do you mean by that?
End of July.
What are we looking at here? Is it, do you guys approve these renderings? Are there other people making pitches? Where are we in the process with that?
Well, what I'm talking about as far as the end of July would be a finished product that the town reviews and approves. Now, if we have some changes and we have to do some rezoning, that takes a little bit of time. We have to advertise, we have to put public notices out for rezoning, we have to have public hearings, you know, that type of thing. So hopefully there's, if we have to do any of that, it's just one time, get it done and get it over with.
By the end of July, that seems ambitious.
Well, the end of July is the finished product from the consultant. I don't know if we're going to have to tweak that or not.
Then you have the public hearing.
That's correct, yeah.
And then for people who may have like concerns, you know, about traffic, getting rid of more environmental based spaces, anything like that, what do you want them to know about your role in this project and your goal?
Well, keep in mind we're about 10,000 less seats in this stadium, so there is going to be less traffic. We have ample parking with the stadium. I envision the old stadium being removed. I envision that at some time when the powers to be decide to develop that property, that you're going to see high-rise parking like you do down at when you're going to a Sabres or a Bandits game, something of that nature. And as far as traffic goes, I mean, we're always going to have that traffic. It's going to be less. But the one thing people don't realize, there's approximately, depending on the game, 5,000 to 10,000 people that come to the game that don't even have tickets to the game and stay in the parking lots to tailgate. And that's why you see the sheriffs out there in the Orchard Park Police Department and so on is visiting those parking lots during the game.
Obviously, you're going to have public hearings later on. You're still hearing from the public now.
Yes.
How important is it to have that feedback?
Absolutely important to the highest degree. We've learned a lot from the public. They've had some great ideas. Yes. And we have public hearings for just about any decent-sized project. And it's always a breath of fresh air. I mean, you can't have a planning board of 7 to think of everything. You can't have a town board of 5 to think of everything. So it's nice to get some feedback from the public.
How will this plan work out when football season is done and there might not be as much traffic?
Well, I don't have the inside information as to what, but I can't imagine this kind of money is being spent on 9 or 10 football games, including, you know, playoffs and preseason. So there has to be other things that are in the wings, you know, more concerts, maybe Section 6 football, you know, those types of things. I've heard rumors that there could be some corporate events here. National sales meetings, things of that nature, even smaller events like a wedding and that. But there has to be more than 10 football games when you spend this kind of money.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.